Hello, I'm Audrey Nelson, and welcome to Victors Not Victims, our conflict program. Conflict's an interesting topic. It's a scary one for most people, and I think anybody would be lying to you if they said that they look forward to conflict. But here's how it works. A lot of people think harmony is normal. If harmony is normal, then that makes conflict abnormal. And really, wherever you have people, you will have conflict. It is okay. It is normal. It is natural. In fact, I become very suspicious when I have clients call me as a consultant. They want me to come in and work with their group, their team, their department. And they make these great claims about how everybody gets along and there is no conflict. I begin to become very suspicious. The same thing goes as when people say, yeah, I've been married for 30 years and my husband and I have never had a conflict. And immediately all kinds of red flags go off for me. So conflict is a thing that you cannot get away from. But the issue becomes, is what do we do with it? How do we handle it? Well, I'll begin by telling you this. The majority of people avoid it. And avoidance comes in all kinds of sophisticated forms. But I want to begin by saying, when you see only two alternatives, yours and the wrong one, you can look for a synergistic third alternative. There's almost always a third alternative. And if you work with a win-win philosophy and really seek to understand, you usually can find a solution that's better for everyone concerned. And note what I said, a win-win philosophy. You know, this is for all you competitors out there. And I'm telling you, I'm a closet competitor, so I can relate to this. If you are always winning in conflict with people at work as well as at home, and I'll tell you, especially at home, you don't want to be the winner all the time, because if you are the winner, you will ultimately be the loser. See, nobody likes to be on the losing end. So when you leave the table, when you leave the interaction, you want everybody, yourself and the other person, to be feeling relatively okay and good about what's transpired. That's the goal. Here's some of the things I'd like to do in this program. We're going to begin by looking at the nature and definition of conflict. You know, when you talk to some people, they say, well, you know, when you begin to raise your voice, that's a conflict. Or when we don't see eye to eye, that's a conflict. So let's define the beast. Let's say what it is. What are the parameters? We're also going to look at types of conflicts. Ego, value, content, pseudo-conflicts, and we'll look at how to handle those. Another important part of conflict is how we handle our anger received from others, and our own anger. So we're going to look at how to understand and handle your anger as well as the anger received from others. And then we're going to take a good look, a hard look at power. All conflicts revolve around power. Who has it? Who doesn't? And you all, we've all participated and observed in conflicts in which the power bases shift. I love to see it when that happens. You know, somebody's on top and they've got all the power. Everybody's being squashed by them. And then certain events happen or information is revealed and bingo, the power bases shift. So power is critical. And we'll take a look at that. And then we'll look briefly at dysfunctional styles and conflicts. And finally, how should a conflict end? You know, what should the end look like? What should be the goals of a conflict? Let's take a conflict attitude questionnaire, because I find that people's predispositions and attitudes toward conflict have everything to do with how they do conflict. And where do we get those attitudes and predispositions? Where do you think? We get them in our first laboratory in which we observed conflict, which is when we were a child growing up. We watched our parents, our siblings. We looked at how they handled conflict. We listened to our mother